You're listening to KUAR. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on legislation that would allow a nearly century-old riverboat to again operate in this part of the country. Lee Powell, executive director of the Delta Grassroots Caucus, has been advocating for the bill's passage and spoke with KUAR's Michael Hiblin.
Delta Queen was built in the 1920s, and it was patterned as closely as possible after the great Mark Twain era of steamboats, and primarily traveled on the Mississippi, Arkansas, and Ohio rivers, educated people across the country and even international travels about the great era of steamboating, and also exposed them to the natural beauty of our region, and was operated safely all those years. And the new legislation adds many additional layers of safety precautions, like new generators, boilers. The wooden part of the boat is actually only 25% of the boat. Actually, 75% of it is made of steel and other non-combustible materials. So this is a National Historic Icon, and we really need to get the boat back traveling on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. It also will go on the Arkansas River to Pine Bluff and Little Rock.
What happened in the years? Why is this now legislation? What happened?
The original need for legislation was that there was some rather clumsy drafting of a bill passed in way back in 1966 called the Safety of Life at Sea Act. And of course, as the name clearly states, at sea, it was addressed for ocean-going vessels. And this is a riverboat in the Delta Queen. It's never more than a few minutes from land. So they needed an exemption to make clear that the Safety of Life at Sea Act should not apply to the Delta Queen. It was passed for 40 years. Then in 2008, what happened, there were some competing economic interests who were opposed to the Delta Queen, and they got their allies in Congress to end the exemption. The current opposition is by American Cruise Lines, again an opposing steamboat company. So they have made, frankly, some false statements about the Delta Queen. For example, that it's entirely made of wood when it's not. It is certainly not even close to being a fire hazard. In fact, Cornell Martin, the new CEO, should be praised for going above and beyond the call of duty and safety with just layers upon layers of new safety precautions like state-of-the-art sprinklers, new generators and boilers. And we, I believe, are finally educating people that there is no safety issue legitimately, and that's why prospects look so good for passage.
So you do expect it will pass in the House?
We certainly hope so, but having been frustrated a number of times before, we're not going to count our chickens before they hatch, and we're going to keep advocating for it.
Why is it so important that we get this back traveling again on the rivers in the area?
It's a national historic icon, and it's the only remaining boat that is so similar to the great Mark Twain era of steamboats. It educates people about the history of our region. It exposes people to the natural beauty of the region, because if you go traveling through the Mississippi Delta and the Arkansas and Ohio rivers, it tends to make people deepen their commitment to environmental preservation. It will create 150 jobs and generate some tourist dollars. But above all, I think we ought to give a lot of credit to Cornell Martin and the new ownership for going above and beyond the call of duty. It was always a safe boat, but now it's going to be even safer than it was in the past.
That's Lee Powell, Executive Director of the Delta Grassroots Caucus. Lee, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is KUAR News.